This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The annual Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count report is out and updated, and it still shows New Mexico being close to the bottom among states on ranked indicators, including health, education, and the economy. After this word from our media partner, I'll share the thoughts on the report from Dr. Veronica Garcia, Executive Director of the nonprofit Kids Advocacy Group, New Mexico Voices for Children.
As a police officer, I've seen it all. But some days, it feels like I'm stuck on repeat. Another day, another drunk driver. Sometimes the same guy, again and again and again. Until something changes, I'll be out here, doing my job, getting them off the roads. If they won't stop, I won't stop. Because it's my job to help end DWI.
This message brought to you by NMDOT.
The latest Kids Count report examining child well-being among states shows New Mexico ranks 49th among the 50 states. Dr. Veronica Garcia of New Mexico Voices for Children says the state is dead last in education.
That domain includes children not attending preschool, and we did improve in that area. We made significant improvement from years past because we have enrolled more kids in pre-K, and that's a positive. But we have worsened in three areas: fourth graders not proficient in reading, eighth graders not proficient in math, and high school students not graduating on time.
That New Mexico ranks poorly in such categories is nothing new. The state's been lagging in child welfare matters since data began being parsed. I asked Garcia what's the common thread behind New Mexico being in the cellar. She says it's the number of kids living at or below the poverty level.
And New Mexico is number one in the country in that area. And it just exacerbates all of the other issues, because if children are living at the poverty level and their parents are having trouble making rent, there's a lot of stress in the home, they're having to move, if children are hungry or food insecure or homeless, all of these factors, it doesn't mean that children can't learn, but it is going to have an impact on their learning. So it's not surprising to see that connection. And if you look at the state's data book that we'll produce in January, you will see that counties that have higher income levels have better educational outcomes.
As bleak as the report may be, Garcia adds there were some bright spots for New Mexico.
Children not attending preschool, we have improved. Low birth weight babies, that has also improved by, you know, a little close to a 0.5%, but it's still an improvement. That's important because we know that low birth weight babies tend to have health issues, tend to have developmental delays, most likely to need special education services and need more support. So having that change is positive. The other is children without health insurance. We made significant improvement in that area.
She says in 2014, 7% of New Mexico children were uninsured, down from 2008, when that number was 14%. Garcia adds the improved health insurance numbers are directly related to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. But she says even as New Mexico made strides in early childhood education, other states also gained ground, making it difficult for New Mexico to pull ahead.
I think it's important that we not become numb to the fact that we have, you know, sobering statistics, but we should look at the areas where we have had improvement and should recognize that public policy can make a difference in the lives of children.
That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.